What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Court urges the Irish government to get gas boilers, fireplaces and chimneys out of homes as soon as possible. And with us to discuss this recommendation is the report's co-author, Dr. Michael Keary. Good morning to you, Michael. If I was to do this, I would have a significant problem because I live in a house built in the 1880s and there's fireplaces all over it. It is heated with a gas boiler and I don't know how many chimneys there are on my roof, but it's lots.
Yeah. Hey, Ciara, how are you doing? I'm delighted to be here. So absolutely. What we're talking about here is the government and the EU leveraging what they have in place and what they're bringing in to bring about a greener future, which we're arguing is also a safer future. Because in Ireland, combustion heating and cooking technologies, we're talking fireplaces, gas boilers, solid fuel stoves, they're killing and injuring people through fires and explosions. They're contributing to a health crisis in this country, especially asthma, and we've the second worst asthma rates in Western Europe. They're causing, through carbon monoxide poisoning, on average about 6 deaths a year in the country. With the government and the EU doing more to help people transition from these appliances to cleaner and safer products, we're talking induction hobs, heat pumps, solar electricity, people's lives and health are saved, the environment is saved, and their homes are made safer. And if it's done properly, it can be cheaper.
Okay. And I don't really have any argument with anything you're saying, but I know that my house, you couldn't hermetically seal it. So a heat pump wouldn't get the temperature up in there on any level. I don't see how I could do, I have an induction hob, by the way, that's the one thing I have, but I couldn't do any of these other things. And I suspect there are tens of thousands of houses around the country exactly like mine.
Well, I mean, some people it might not be applicable to, but there are so many people that it is. And also, I wouldn't undersell where heat pump technology is going. I wouldn't undersell where retrofitting is going. We see buildings from the 19th century, 18th century, getting retrofitted without destroying surfaces that are required to be maintained. And they're made incredibly warm. And then heat pumps can be applied. Also, this technology is developing all the time. So what might not have been possible the last time you looked is probably possible now.
Okay. You're not going to like this question necessarily, but what about the fact that people love an open fire? They actually love gathering around a wood-burning stove or whatever and seeing the little flickering lights. And in fact, humans have communed in that way for millennia, and that it is something very hard to give up and that they don't actually want to give up.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't want to give it up, but I wonder how many people realise that you are 62% less likely to end up with asthma, your kids in your house growing up, if you move away from particulate matter with solid fuels being burned and so on. I wonder if they're aware that there are thousands of fires every year being caused in Ireland as a result of flue fires, as a result of soot and hot ash and so on. I think you bring about awareness and you give people a choice. And I think once they're aware of the kind of dangers that have been brought about to their health, to the possibility of fire, to generational trauma as a result, to their properties as a result of loss of fires and so on, I think people might say to themselves, do you know what? Some of these fake fires, they look fantastic. They're basically about the same. We can decorate them. And I really want my kids not to have to end up in hospital every couple of weeks because
yeah, and I think the health argument is a very reasonable. I doubt most people would think that the risk of fire was enough reason to take a fire out of their houses because most people, their houses aren't going on fire. But I accept...
It's a serious problem. Really is thousands of fires every year. That's data coming from the Irish Fire Brigade. I think if people were really aware of the extent to which just simply having a flue that they don't realise is getting blocked up, a fire breaks out in there, once people start seeing that the data and people start recognising this is happening, I think they might say to themselves, you know what, fire is great, but I really like to keep my family alive.
Lastly, Michael, in terms of what the government needs to do to make this happen, should that be what they decide to do? You know, I was saying that I didn't think my house was particularly suitable. You were saying, well, there's new modern technologies. Anytime I've ever looked at engaging any of the new modern technologies, cladding my house, changing the windows, doing whatever, you know, I have the basics, that the attic is insulated and that kind of thing. But anytime I look at the other things, massively expensive, and the grants don't go anywhere near covering the cost.
Well, on that, we're in 100% agreement. We really need to do more, particularly for low-income housing. So the European Social Climate Fund is being set up at the moment. It's a vast amount of money. It's not as much as we need for the entire transition, but it's a huge amount. Now, the government needs to submit its plans by June of 2025. What we want to have in place are the things that you can do to make people be able to understand the transition. So what is that? That's awareness of the grants in the first place. Loads of people, particularly in rural Ireland, low-income housing, they're not aware of it. Two, help with actually applying. Because the capacity, these grants and things like that, they're very complicated to apply.
Sure.
People need help, so you have pop-up. But then last but not least, covering upfront costs. We can't expect people to just be able to spend thousands and thousands of euros on these things, even if they're going to get it back later, because people can't get access to these kind of funds. So recognition of that, leveraging what we have already under the Climate Action Plan and the Warmer Homes Scheme and so on, but also addressing the barriers that are stopping people from taking these things up is key.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is the co-author there of that report on removing gas boilers, fireplaces and chimneys from our homes. That is Dr. Michael Keary.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.